This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado financial institutions are in line for more than $30 million in grants from the federal government. The aid is aimed at helping low and moderate income areas that are still struggling to recover from the pandemic. The money will be divided up between 9 organizations in Denver, Commerce City, Aurora, Alamosa, Loveland, Montrose, and Longmont. The money can be used for things like small business loans, affordable housing, and community facilities. Colorado's management of wild horses could be overhauled by a bipartisan bill at the state legislature. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
The new program would aim to keep wild horses healthy and on state lands by better managing populations and improving infrastructure. In previous years, the Bureau of Land Management has forcefully removed hundreds of wild horses from Colorado using helicopter herding. BLM officials have blamed overpopulation and malnourishment, but animal advocates say the current system is also dangerous for the horses. The project would cost taxpayers $1.5 million and launch in 2024. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
The University of Denver women's gymnastics team is competing in the national semifinals today in Fort Worth, Texas. The DU Pioneers will face off against Michigan, LSU, and Oregon State. Grad student and star gymnast Lindsay Brown.
I'm just super proud of everyone hitting their stride. It's such a talented team, the most I've seen in all my 6 years. So I'm just honored to be on a team that is really pushing the greatness to like the next level.
The top two teams will move on to the national finals on Saturday. There's more of the day's news online at CPR.org. Stay with us. This is CPR News.